LNS catalog number 2028.
A distant effect of the calls of quite small young. Notice that although this hunger call is very like that of the black-headed heron, it seems to have more syllables than the black-headed does. Kick, like that. That was done from some way off with a parabolic reflector. Here's a close-up of the calls without a parabolic reflector from a concealed microphone. That was the call of two small young to begin with, and then of one only. Here now are noises at a tree with several nests in it and with young of various stages. As with the black-headed heron, the younger lyots apparently only make the hunger call when they are expecting to be fed. That is to say, I think generally when they see the parent arriving at the nest, and this hunger call goes on all the time the parent is there preparing to feed them or actually feeding them. Here now are what I would call one or two frustration scolds of the young. It was a small young bird. The parent was shading it from the sun, and it somehow got into the sun, and it was making these calls because either it was hot or it wanted to draw the attention of the parent to the fact that it wanted to be shaded more. Preceding these frustration scolds are one or two distant flight calls, ordinary calls of an adult, I think.
Oh.
finally, here is the threat display made by three large young in a nest to a human being when he approaches close to the nest. The birds puff their throats out, stick their bills up in the air, sometimes bend down rather like a stretch display, and sometimes put their wings down partly in front of the body, all with a very ferocious effect. A milder display is just snapping the bills. Soft cork popping like noises at the end were the claps of the bill.